BBC News with Debbie Russ. Egyptian mediators are holding talks with Israel and Hamas to work out details of the ceasefire now on its second day. Meanwhile, more humanitarian lorries with emergency food and medical aid have arrived in Gaza to help victims. A picture posted on social media appears to show Princess Latifa for the first time since the daughter of the ruler of Dubai accused her father of imprisoning her. The Instagram photo seems to depict the missing princess with two friends at a mall in Dubai. The head of the French military says he believes Europe will still be fighting Islamist extremism in Africa's Sahel region in 10 years' time. General François Le Cointre thinks European forces will become more deeply involved in the region. The former BBC Director General, Tony Hall, has resigned as chairman of the National Gallery in London. He was the BBC's news director in the mid-90s when the journalist Martin Bashir used dishonest methods to secure an interview with Princess Diana. The funeral has been held in Abuja for the head of Nigeria's military, General Ibrahim Asahiru, killed in a plane crash on Friday. 10 others also died in Nigeria's third military plane crash of the last 2 months. Somalia is holding talks to organise fresh elections after recently postponed polls led to political violence. Issues being discussed with powerful regional leaders include security and the composition of the Electoral Commission. The largest copper producer in the world has warned Chile's government to reduce output by nearly 50% if a major environmental law is passed. Codelco said the bill prohibiting all mining near glaciers is an attack on the mining industry. 23 Russian athletes deemed free of doping are being allowed to take part in international competitions in a neutral way. Russian athletes were banned after evidence pointed to widespread use of banned substances. BBC News.